4. A Child's Dreams.
I can only imagine how the Primarch's heart shattered when the pilgrimage ended. 3 years of the 17th Legion scattered across the stars. 3 years of the Word-Bearers sailing farther and faster than any of their brother warriors, reaching into the edges of space and pulling the boundaries of the Imperium with them. So much of humanity's dominion over the stars is owed to the sons of Lorgar, a bitter reality after the years of ponderous, meticulous advancement, earning them nothing but scorn. But I know the temperament of this Legion. For every peaceful compliance, for every culture brought into the Imperium and quietly encouraged to follow the new word, there will have been a world that now spins in space as a dead husk, fallen victim to the word-bearers venting their wrath. The pilgrimage revealed many truths. The flaws written into the Legion's precious gene seed, the arcane gestation of Lorgar Aurelian himself, the existence of the Neverborn, named as demons, spirits and angels by a million ignorant generations of mankind. But the greatest truth revealed was also the hardest to accept. And it broke a Primarch's heart. And of course it changed his sons. The Word-Bearers could never go back to a time before the truth. Argyltar and Zaphon were my closest links to a world I could no longer see, and the pilgrimage's destination changed them in ways far more profound than mere physical differences. The knowledge was a burden to them, that they and their brothers in the Word-Bearers' Legion must be the ones to return to the Imperium with this terrible truth. I cannot conceive how they endured being the heralds of such tidings. To be the ones chosen to enlighten an entire species that humanity would struggle from now until the day creation died. There would be no golden age, no era of peace and prosperity. In the darkness of the future, there would be only war. Perhaps we are all playing the roles marked out by the gods. People who are destined for greatness will often dream great dreams as children. Fate shapes them for the years to come, offering their young minds a teasing glance at what will be. Blessed Lorgar, herald of the primordial truth, dreamed like this. His childhood was tormented by visions of his father's arrival, a god of gold descending from above, as well as nightmares of someone unknown, something unseen, forever calling his name. And that is perhaps the greatest tragedy of the Word-Bearers' Legion. Their father knew he would be one of those bringing enlightenment to humanity, but he could never foresee how it would come to pass. The Primarch has spoken of his brothers and how they dreamed similar dreams. Kurz, born on a world of eternal night, dreamed of his own death. Magnus, Lorgar's closest kin, dreamed the answers to the universe's mysteries. One was cursed with foreknowledge, the other blessed by it. Both were destined to do great things as they reached maturity. Their actions have shaped the galaxy, just as Lorgar Aurelian's have. As for myself, I only remember one nightmare from my youngest years. In my dream, I sat in a blackened room, as blind in the darkness then as I am now. And in that darkness, I sat in silence, listening to a monster breathe. Where is the line between prescience and fantasy, between prophecy and a child's imagination? The answer is simple. Prophecy comes true. We just have to wait.
Excerpted from The Pilgrimage by Cyrene Valantion.